This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, the country's capital, protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major flash of post-election violence. The attempted invasion came after Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, who had led probes into Bolsonaro and his allies on Monday, ordered the temporary arrest of José Ocasio Cerere Chavante for allegedly carrying out anti-democratic acts. And demonstrators who support Peru's ousted president, Pedro Castillo, clashed with riot police in Lima on Monday as they demanded new presidential elections and the closure of Congress following Castillo's removal from office. At least seven people have died since the clashes began. Demonstrators have for days demanded that Peru hold elections rather than allow Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, to stay in power until Castillo's term ends in 2026. She's offered to hold elections in 2024. The leaders of the Group of Seven Nations have reaffirmed their unwavering support and solidarity with Ukraine on Monday, pledging to meet Ukraine's urgent requirements for military and defense equipment against Russia's aggression. Meanwhile, Russian forces have blasted eastern and southern Ukraine on Monday with missiles, drones, and artillery. At least eight civilians are reported wounded in the attacks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Six people were killed, including two police officers, at a remote property in Australia's Queensland state, according to authorities on Tuesday, after police visited the place to investigate reports of a missing person. Katerina Carroll is the Queensland Police Commissioner.
The scene is quite unimaginable. It's distressing. And in my view, those officers did not stand a chance. And I don't know how two got out alive.
Initial information has indicated that the officers were shot by two armed offenders on Monday evening when they approached the residence on the property in Wimbila, about 300 kilometers northwest of the Queensland capital of Brisbane. Three people, including a woman, were shot dead after specialist officers and air support responded to a siege situation at the property. The Taliban says that armed men opened fire on Monday inside a hotel in central Kabul that's popular with Chinese nationals in an attack that ended with at least three gunmen being killed by security forces. Two foreigners were also injured while trying to escape as they were jumping from the hotel balcony. The Islamic State Khorasan group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The U.S. State Department is strongly criticizing Iran for executing a second prisoner, a man convicted over crimes committed during protests challenging the country's theocracy. Ned Price is the U.S. State Department spokesperson, and he said he condemned Tehran's use of violence against innocent civilians.
These harsh sentences, and now the first public execution at least, are meant to intimidate Iran's people. They're meant to suppress dissent. And they simply just underscore how much Iran's leadership actually fears its own people.
Iran also on Monday sanctioned the heads of Britain's domestic spy agency, along with military and British German political figures, hitting back at Europe before Europe imposes new sanctions. Taking part in the U.S. Capitol riot will cost at least one man 14 months behind bars. From the Associated Press, Norman Hall.
A Massachusetts man has been sentenced to 14 months in prison on charges of assaulting, resisting, and impeding police officers during the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors said Troy Sargent swung his hand at a U.S. Capitol police officer, briefly making contact with him. Sargent later posted on Facebook, "I got two hits on the same rookie cop." Sargent was on the grounds of the Capitol but did not enter the building itself during the violence. Norman Hall, Washington.
And from Washington as well, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.